disruptive behavior has a root cause. Our disruptive children are in pain. They need help.
Jessica Bauer Walker is with the Community Health Worker Network of Buffalo. This organization assists the school district. But Walker is also a parent of students who attend International School 45. When it comes to disruptive student behavior, Walker says she realizes it's a major challenge for teachers and administrators to manage.
So I'm here as a parent and a community partner, actually working with teachers who are leads in their schools, co-chairing these whole child teams, talking about all the different elements our children need to be safe and supported, and again, a partnership type of model. So we have folks in the schools, including a teacher, administrator, our food service workers, our physical education teacher, our nurse. We're bringing together all the supports that are available in the school for the social and emotional and physical needs of our children because we know healthy children are better learners.
Since 2011, the city district has been using results from the Youth Risk Behavior Survey. It's a national research tool from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. In recent years, trauma has emerged as a major behavioral problem for some city school students.
Some of the data that came back from that with the last survey in 2015 said that 35% of our students have seen somebody that has been beaten, stabbed, or shot in their neighborhood. It's a pretty significant number. That 14% of our students have been physically harmed in their own homes. 16% of students have lived with someone who has a mental health diagnosis. And 25% of students have lived with someone who has a substance abuse or alcohol abuse issue. Looking at these numbers and we're thinking about disruptive behavior, it's pretty challenging for someone, especially a child who is not a fully formed human, who doesn't know how to respond to some of these issues, to come to school and be expected to focus and learn. So if our teachers and our administrators and our schools are not aware of those issues that some of our students are dealing with, clearly they're going to have some disruptive behaviors.
The district is supporting the use of positive behavior intervention through the use of trauma-informed care and restorative justice. Walker says as both a parent and community partner, she wants to assist teachers in supporting their challenges in city classrooms. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.